This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our friend Josh Gates is on the hotline.
No, right I won't now. Have that.
Josh travels the world and is inclusive. He's not one of these...
Well, you know, idiots. I'll tell you, all kidding aside, before we get to him, I think one of the biggest reasons people are afraid, which fear turns into anger, because they don't travel, because they don't see other worlds. They just think whatever they've been told by a friend or some ridiculous news channel that they watch, because people don't really want information. They want to feel like they're informed, but they don't really want to be challenged about what they think they know.
Right.
And when you go out, you realize the real basic idea. Everybody wants their family to be safe. They want clean water. They want sewers at work, roads to drive on. They want to go to work. They want to have their military take care of them and protect them from harm. They want clean air. They want food on their table. They want to be in love. They just want their families, man.
Born August 10th in Manchester by the Sea, Massachusetts. He is a scuba diver, mountain climber, and adventurer who has climbed to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, worked on archaeological excavations in Israel, and traveled to over 100 countries. You've seen him on the series, Destination Truth, and his Discovery series, Expedition Unknown. And this Sunday night, you can watch a special Shark Week edition of his virtual talk show, Josh Gates Tonight. Please welcome, Josh Gates.
Hey man, how have you been?
I'm well. You know, all things considered. All things considered, how are you?
I feel that my phrase will be the exact same thing. All things considered, well, I'm not bleeding from my eyes, so that's something.
You know, you got to look on the bright side.
That's it, man. It's for you, because I feel it too. Is it just, it's hard to not explore. It's hard to not travel. It's hard to not get out of your little microcosm and go see something else so that you can think of something else.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I am I'm fortunate that I'm able to do this talk show that I'm doing right now, which is great. But, you know, I am someone who spent, prior to this, prior to the pandemic, more than 200 days a year abroad. You know, like, they know me by name at the airport, you know, mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of my life on an airplane. It's kind of my second home. So I haven't been on a plane now in quite a while, and it is a very weird adjustment for me. I am someone who is used to being on the move, and I'm used to being in other countries. And so this is a very kind of strange, tough moment of, like, having to, you know, really change up what I'm used to. But that's true for everybody, right? We're all changing up what we're used to. So it's
sure.
It's an adjustment we're all going through.
Yeah, and again, and listen, I watched my mom go through breast cancer twice. I've seen real hardship in other people's lives. So I'm not crying in that deal, but it certainly reset my head. I mean, I've always appreciated our ability to travel and move about freely, but never more than right now, for sure. And
And what you're saying, you know, just before I came on is really true. You know, travel is, I think, really important. I think it's something that you know, unfortunately, it's kind of seen as a luxury for a lot of people. We don't often get a lot of vacation time and things like that. But it really does give you a different perspective on your own life and just exposes you to the lives of a lot of other people. So it is something I hope that we get back to soon.
Yeah, I hope so too, and I hope the lockdown inspires people to at least try a little bit. And I don't care if it doesn't have to be out of the country. Just go to another state, go to another region, and then really meet somebody, really talk to people, and make some friends along the way. You'll be amazed. I have friends that I've now known for 20 years that live in different countries, and we're genuine friends. We may not see each other even every year, but we always stay in touch, and it's a strangely comforting feeling to know people in all these other continents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is, you know, like I said, it's important stuff. I mean, we really, I think in America especially, because we are such a big country, because we have these great oceans on either side of us, we're a little isolated in that sense. Like, you know, European countries, you've got these neighbors all up against right. you, and you have this very kind of, you know, multicultural experience, I think, in many of those places. So I think it's important for us to move around and to kind of understand what's going on in the world. And it really does, it offers a totally different context to your own life. Like when you come back from other places, you sort of see your life, you know, anew, and it puts it in a much broader context. So, yeah, something I hope that we get back to, and I'm excited at least to be sort of virtually taking our viewers around the globe in the meantime.
Josh Gates tonight, Sunday, 10 o'clock, Kansas City Time on Discovery, Shark Week, Tyson versus Jaws. Now you get to, you're going to spend a little time talking with Mr. Tyson?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the one aspect of what's going on right now for me where I just kind of feel lucky, which is that, you know, I have this opportunity now to talk to all sorts of fascinating people that I would probably otherwise never have met, you know, on the show, on these Shark Week-themed episodes of the show this week. I'm going to be talking to Tyson. I'm going to be talking to William Shatner. I'm going to be talking to Shaq, Jeff Foxworthy. You know, shark experts, YouTube stars, you know, just this whole kind of constellation of people. And so it's wild to be able to talk to these folks and hear about their lives and also, you know, talk about these shows that they're doing for Shark Week.
Yeah, well, listen, Foxworthy is the easiest, most comfortable interview you'll ever do. Shatner, depending on the day, he can be either incredibly salty or incredibly weird and engaging. You know, his big thing is horses. He loves, you know, he still races carts at his age, at 80 years old. He races carts still.
Let me tell you something. I actually spoke to him already a couple days ago. I mean, I was looking at his write-up. Yeah, he, you know, raises and breeds horses. He's got like 8 albums. He's got 2 albums coming out.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's Captain Kirk. He's in the most landmark sci-fi series of all time. The dude is 89 years old.
Yeah.
Like, when you talk to him, he's like, he looks like he's 60. He's like sharp as a tack, and he's talking about all these things he wants to do. He's got a new TV show on right now. He's 89.
Yeah.
I just can't believe him. He's kind of amazing to me.
He really is. I was lucky enough to go to eat a dinner with him, and I had this big skull ring. I know we're going to go, but it's a great story. Because he just looked at me, and it's actually an exact copy of the Keith Richards ring that Courtney Hackett did in England. And he just looked at it, and he kept looking, and he goes, "What does that mean to you?" It wasn't, and I was like, what an intense question for dinner and a guy I just met. What does that mean to you? So, yeah, he's that guy. I mean, he is 100%.
He is that guy. It's like he's kind of a caricature in some ways. Like, we all like to kind of, you know, kind of laugh a little bit because, you know, he has his reputation for being an over-actor and this and that. But he's actually kind of spiritual. There's something about him that's actually quite deep.
Absolutely, man. Listen, Josh, you know I love you. I appreciate you coming on. I can't wait to see it on Discovery at 10 o'clock Kansas City time. And then, of course, Josh Gates tonight. And stop by, especially stop by when we're not on the 10-minute schedule, man. So we'll talk about different places we're going, different places we want to go, places we've been, places we want to go back to.
I would love that. We can compare our plan books for the years ahead when we get back to traveling.
Absolutely. Stay there. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.